as we chat about this, when life knocks you down, how to get back up and live a life of resilience and courage. I'm really excited about this topic. And to encourage and inspire us with this daunting task, we have special guests with us, Linda Cho, whose previous escapades include church planter, pastor, airline agent, celebrity handler, and tour manager, and who currently leads the live entertainment program at World Vision Canada, and who has a lot to say on this subject. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure.
Awesome. And also here with us is the most resilient women that I know. And courageous, Cheryl, Brooke, Lisa, welcome.
Oh, so good to be here.
Woo, I love this theme because personally this is one that I've had to journey and live through, that when life knocks you down, when circumstances get us and you're out, how to get back up. Mm. And I know, Linda, you have dealt with this firsthand. So why is this topic so close to you as we talk about getting back up and being resilient in life?
Well, that's such a great question. Being resilient is a part of our journey on the daily. And there's so many women who are watching that can relate to this. But just to give you a little bit of my story, my story of resilience, we can track back as a little girl growing up. My dream of being a mom and a wife was so real. And I remember getting married at 26 years old, and 6 months into marriage, brand spanking newlywed, being diagnosed with a serious heart and lung disease, to the point where I was told, you cannot have children. And the worst case scenario is that, you know, we might need to do open heart surgery, lung transplant. Wow. The most intense season of my life. And I remember when I first heard the news that you may never have children, actually you never will. I remember the first thoughts that went through my mind was, oh my gosh, I wonder if my mother knew I could never give her grandkids. Oh. I wonder if my in-laws knew that I could never supply them with grandbabies. And just the feeling of how it knocks your very identity, mm-hmm. you know? And through that process, I was able to get my heart disease fixed medically through an operation, but the lung disease, which was an incurable disease, was miraculously healed supernaturally by God, which
wow,
is absolutely
amazing,
incredible.
Amazing.
It was amazing. And it was a good like 4-year journey, but by the time I was sitting around this same specialist, who had 4 specialists and a nurse practitioner sitting next to me, the same ones that told me I could never have kids and that adoption was the best option, and that if I ever got pregnant, they would have to do a therapeutic abortion. Can you imagine having to hear that? The same doctors and the same nurse practitioner was sitting around the circle and saying to me, so technically, we're discharging you because you don't have this lung disease.
Wow.
And I remember looking at them being like, amazing. Okay, and what about kids? Mm. And the same doctors that said absolutely not looked at each other and they said, Linda, we've been talking about you and we just figure, go for it. And we're like, ah, you know, so then there was such a huge celebration being like, oh my gosh, God, my life gets to start over again. Yeah. I get to live my dream. Mm-hmm. I get to go for it. And then a year later, I discovered my world fell apart because the carpet was pulled under my feet. Pandora's box was open, and I just discovered that my husband at the time had a whole other life that I wasn't aware of, which then... to almost have a dream, to have that dream taken away, mm-hmm. then the dream given back, then your marriage falls apart. You're just like, God, this feels like a cosmic joke. You know, like what is going on here? Mm-hmm. And having to struggle through what that looks like in each moment, almost having to reshift identity, you know, like who am I in this season and in this moment? And in that knocking down and that crushing and that brokenness, it was through that journey that I ended up discovering who God is.
Wow.
And in discovering who He is, that was the number one thing that would speak into who I am.
You know, I love that, Linda, because we talk a lot about that on the show, about knowing who God is, which then helps us know who we are. Because if we allow circumstances and people to define us, we will not make it.
Never.
Because there's a lot of lies that us women have believed or culture has put on us. But I love what you're saying. As you said, when we knew who God is and his character and who he is, that forms us. What are your thoughts about that as she's saying that? Because I'm seeing you all nodding and going, wow, this story, Linda. Cheryl.
I'm emotional. I think that your story is so needed. There are so many people that feel that carpet pulling out from under them. But for you to come out on the other side and see God through it, his handiwork through it, to see your identity restored, that's his hope for us, is that we would not be overwhelmed by these storms, but that we would see him in the midst of them.
And I'm actually reminded of the story in Joseph, where Joseph gets thrown in, away by his brothers and sold into slavery, and the Bible says what man intended for harm, God has intended for good. And I just see your story now and I think, wow, like, you've been through it and God is using you and your testimony, like, to heal other people.
And just to, I was just thinking about what you said about this identity that we have, and the Bible is very clear that we are made male and female in the image of God. And sometimes when we take upon what the world is saying, that image is distorted. It's shattered often, sometimes by the external circumstance. And I love that analogy of the cart being pulled out from under you. We were talking about courage, you know, often on the show. It's like, stand up, this is who I am, pay attention, and then every time you fall, it builds up a resilience so that we have a grit in our faith.
Yeah. Linda, for you, so marriage ends, and now you can have kids. And I know that you've also went through a very dark depression. For a lot of people listening and watching, they'd be like, then you should just be out. Like, you should be, like, in the corner, blanket wrapped around you. I'm not going to do anything. Here you are on the show sharing your story. What was it? How did you practically stand up and you know, start living your life?
Well, Melinda, do not get me wrong. I've had moments where I've been surrounded by styrofoam takeout containers that just piled on and I was not moving. But through it all, I think what I discovered is resilience. Oftentimes when we think about resilience, we think about having to be strong and pushing through and just, you know, gritting and bearing it. But in the scriptures, it's different, right? God says to Paul that my grace is sufficient. My power is made perfected in our weakness. And that it's when we are weak, he is strong. And it's almost, to be honest, I almost can't boast. I mean, Paul says that he boasts in his weakness if he's going to boast about anything. And that's truly what I can say, is if I was going to boast about anything, it's through the trials, through the tribulations, it's taught me how to lean, and it's taught me how to be weak in his arms. It's taught me to let go of control and say, I trust you. I trust who you say you are, because you've shown me your goodness. You've shown me your faithfulness. And something that's interesting, Melinda, is that, you know, we don't get to experience characters of God unless we need to. What I mean by that is, you never get to experience God as healer unless you need healing. You never experience God as the binder-upper of broken hearts if you don't have a broken heart. And too often we want to live a life that is coasting and suffering-free and hardship-free, but guess what? We're missing out on huge characteristics of who God is if we live a perfect life.
I love that, because I think for even for us personally, and I want to get to that too for each of us as in our own story, I never saw or realized how much I needed God and how amazing God, you know, is until I was down in the gutter. Because it was always me. My strength, my power, my control, my success. And it was all about me. Sort of that selfish me. And when those things start, you know, being taken from me, you're like, wait a second. And I remember very clearly moments where I'm like, God, it's just me and you. And I need you more than ever, because right now people are failing me and circumstances are failing me. And so it is, it's a beautiful, it's a weird thing, because people are like, what? You have to be broken to, you know, to be better, and, you know, and you're like, yeah, you know, you get to know God more.
Yeah.
What are you, you guys must have gone through some of those similar things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I know about a year ago, my husband and I went down to Nashville, and we walked through this situation where we felt God calling us to do something, and we ended up losing all that we had given, financially, time. We were discouraged, and we kind of stepped back and wondered, like, how are we going to get through this, you know? And God gets you through it. Like, he's actually, he's in it then, he's in it after. Mm-hmm. And I know for us, specifically, it was a year after the fact that I was like, wow, God, you're so good. Even in that time, even in your time, like, God is still good. Yeah. And we're still called to, like, give him thanks and praise him in the hardest times in our life.
Cheryl?
I just feel like it's, you know, I love this carpet pulling. I feel like when we're knocked down, it's not for us to figure out the 1-2 punch. Mm. It's for us to allow ourselves to fall into the hands of God.
Yeah.
And so it's a different posture. It's as opposed to sort of like, as you said, being hardened and strong. It's being, it's surrendering into that and saying, okay, I'm not going to look at the storms and the waves. I'm going to look at the one who created them. And I'm going to be like Peter. You know, the Bible says, having done all, I stand. But I don't stand in my own strength. I stand in that grace that is sufficient to keep me. So there's a bit of surrendering and trusting, which is hard to do when you're falling.
When you're in the midst.
Right. It's like counterintuitive.
Right?
Right?
It's like a trust exercise.
You have to trust, and you're like, no, I don't want to fall. Yes, I'm going to fall. Are you going to catch me? We will. No, you won't. And then, okay, but there happens sometimes some people have not caught the person. I've seen them on those YouTube clips, and it's like, oh.
That's men, though,
exactly. Oh, exactly. God always catches. Lisa.
I think there's a lot of mercy when God hits us where it hurts, because again, we are selfish. We are, you know, we live in a culture where we are very blessed. In the Western side of the world, we are very, very blessed, and we rely on these things. And then when God takes them away, that's when we're like focusing on God. And I think one of the things that happens when we're knocked down is that in God's grace, we find just how resilient we can be. And there's the strength, and there's the character, there's the encounter with God. And again, these are used as tools. We're human, broken human agents of God's kingdom. And I've always found that we are strongest in our broken places, because he binds us up.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
right. Lindsay, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, you know, there's a big essential oil craze going on, or like perfumes. And when you think about how are those created, it's through the crushing, right? It's through the pressing. And that beautiful, valuable liquid gold comes out. And sometimes I wonder if some of our best moments come from times of brokenness and crushing, and letting him, like you're saying, be our resilience.
That's a beautiful picture. The crushing, you know, creates the fragrance, right?
And it's purest form.
And it's purest
and most potent form.
Oh, so purest and most potent. We got it. How are you doing now? Like, when you look back at your life, how do you feel? Do you go, wow, I can't believe I'm here today?
Absolutely. I mean, I remember a time where my insides were in so much pain, and thinking that the English language is failing me, because I need a word that's three levels lower than devastation. And, you know, and this pain is so physical, it's never going to go. And I want to share this, because if there's anyone watching, but today I can say I am living life and living with joy and just experiencing his grace in every area of my life. And if anything, when it talks about Christ coming to give us life and life to the fullest, I'm literally dipping my toe into that, and it's wonderful.
Linda, you're so inspiring. It's so amazing to see you here after all that you've been through. Now, I know that you've also brought a verse that has helped you live a life of resilience and courage. And what verse is that?
Well, I brought Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 to 24, and I'd like to read in the Message. Is that okay? So God's loyal love couldn't have run out. His merciful love couldn't have dried out. They are created new every morning. How great your faithfulness. I'm sticking with God. I say it over and over. He's all I've got left.
So let's share our thoughts. So it's Lamentations 3, 22 to 24, and how it helps that verse guide us through some pretty dark and tough times in our own lives. Linda.
it all comes right back to who he is. It talks about in the message, God's loyal love. Like, and in another translation, it says the steadfast love of the Lord never fails. And it says something about him. It's like we can be tossed and turned like the waves, but he, it's his character that he will never, he would never go to the left or to the right. His love is steadfast. His love is real. And when he's all you've got everything.
I think about that. Like when I feel like I have no love for myself because of what like I've just been through or what or whatever, like God's love is steadfast. God's love is loyal. When I feel dried up, God's love is not dried up, you know? And that says mercies are new every single morning. And if that's how you have to take it, like literally morning by morning.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. And it's good to be reminded of that because we compare God to people and people have conditions and their love dries up and they leave and they can be judgmental. And so sometimes we take that and say, that's who God is. Well, it's not.
It's not.
He's not that. I mean, this is, his love never runs out. He never runs out. He's always with us. Lisa.
For me, it just reminds me of what C.S. Lewis wrote. He was the author who wrote Narnia, The Chronicles of Narnia, and he had this statement, and he's written so many things, but this one statement that is resonating right now is where he says, the individual who has God in everything has no more than the individual who has God alone. And we are identified and we place so much of our heart in these worldly things, what other people say. And again, as God strips them away, this is the Shrek analogy, the onion,
the
right? Onion. You peel it away.
Shrek and the onion, yes.
He's like, I'm not trying to save the shell that is of this world. There's something in there. And that is what I'm here to love. That is what I'm here to redeem.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good.
For me, I just, when I think I can't face another day, you know, God says to me, if you can just wake up. I've got everything else for you. I've got mercy. I've got new love. I've got new grace. I've got new strength for you. All you need to do is open your eyes. I'll do the rest.
And you don't always have to look. Sorry, you don't always have to look like a year down the road. You just literally, like it can be day by day, moment by moment. His mercies are new.
And that's how it should be. It should be day by day. Sometimes we overwhelm ourselves and others by saying, you know, you're here now and depressed, and now like, you know, you're looking ahead by a year or two. But it's like, no, actually, minute by minute, hour by hour, you know, day by day is how we should live.
That's what overwhelms us, isn't it? It's just looking at the whole
The whole picture, the big overview where it's like, no, it's just like, day by day and minute by minute we get through.
So when you don't know how you're even going to get out of bed tomorrow.
Absolutely. Like, how do you, or have a shower.
How do you envision, how do you envision yourself, you know, 3 years down the road?
Like you can't.
And there have been times where I would be like, oh, I'm doing great. And then the next moment I'd be in a puddle. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I just lied to the person I told was great.
You were great
But, but it's realizing it's actually God's mercies are new. And so it's like we're responsible for this 10-minute segment. And we can be in a different place in the next 10-minute segment. But what never changes is his love and his mercy.
I love what you said. They are new every morning. I think that in itself, it's like, what a great truth. It's new.
Every morning.
And it starts over again. So if it was a bad day yesterday,
the Lord,
then the next day can be better. It could be worse, but it could be better. And that's how I believe we should live. I think we've overwhelmed ourselves in our society on how we should live and the pressures. And I think that's caused us a lot of problems and stress.
There's also the tail end of that verse that says, where would I go, basically? I choose you. I'm going to stick with God. And that's the daily choice you make. Despite the circumstance, 10 minute, one moment by one moment, every minute, it's like, no, I choose God. Where else would we go?
I love that. What a great verse in Lamentations. Well, thank you for your thoughts, everyone. Fantastic. Linda, thank you so much for your thoughts. We so appreciated them. And because we loved your thoughts, why don't you give us one of our takeaways from the show?
Absolutely. I know for me, I always, being a high performer, high striver, I'm always trying to find these big events to call a new beginning. But learning that it doesn't have to be just in a new year for it to be a new beginning, that new beginnings are every morning.
That's so good. What do you guys think about that? Every morning is a new beginning.
Yeah, I love that.
Like, I'm in.
Are you?
Every morning is day one, slate one. Like, I love that. What a way to approach life.
I know, and I really like that. That is, I think we should do another challenge for that. And we approach life like every day is a new beginning. And so it doesn't overwhelm us.
That's right.
You like
that's
that,
Yeah, I feel like I've taken, in life, I've taken, you know, 5 steps forward and then I've taken a step back, and like, you shouldn't live feeling like that. Like, that's not the way God, like, looks at us, right? It's like, no, every day is, His grace is sufficient, and yeah. and every day there's new grace, there's new mercy, yeah. and like yeah. live from that love. Yeah.
And it's funny because that's not to say that the consequences of our decisions yesterday won't affect us, no. or that it's just this new day and you're just like blank of your memory. Right. What it does mean is that God doesn't hold it against us,
that's
and
right.
the choices from the past that have hurt us doesn't have to define us today.
Amen.
And
yes.
That's where the mercy, the grace, and
that's
let's move
forward.
That's
the truth of it. Yeah.
Yeah. God and is. Breaking that, yeah. Because I think I've met with a lot of women who things that have happened to them or they've done then have defined them,
yeah. Yeah.
and that is who they are.
Yeah.
And wow. it's amazing because when you look at scripture and you look at Jesus, he shattered that. You know, he yeah. saw the woman, you know, caught in adultery, and he saw mm. these different women, and yeah. he was like, oh, I love you. Mm-hmm. I yeah. love you. Like, I know that that's what's happened, but I see you as my
yes.
beloved.
Yeah.
Like, how beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where are your
that?
Users?
Yeah.
Nowhere.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I just got this really cool image of an easel, and we're trying to paint this easel with the brushes of our past, mm-hmm. everything we know. Mm-hmm. And God is trying mm-hmm. to give us a new easel. He keeps putting it down, and like, and we're like, no, I need the old.
Oh, that ugly,
like,
crazy
no,
one.
I brand
good. Oh, I love
good.
That.
Yeah.
Good. Great. Video.
Yeah, God is restorer. He's healer. He's, yeah. you know, he's yeah. the redeemer of our lives, and so we have to, yeah, that's live good. From that.
And it's that steadfast and empowering, restorative love that enables us to move forward, despite the fact that we know there's going to be hard
yeah.
days.
Yeah.
Like, we're not naive at this point.
No,
hopefully not.
Right.
There's going to be difficult moments, yeah. but you think back upon that steadfastness.
Yeah. yeah. Well, our second takeaway is from Lamentations 3:22 mm-hmm. to 24. The love of God and his faithfulness to you and to me never, ever ends. Mm. So we have new every morning, but his faithfulness and love never ends. Mm-hmm. Especially for your story, Linda, because it was like, and for me personally too, love did end
yes.
in that context. How does that resonate with you that his love never ends?
It's that his hope for me, his plan for me, his good future for me and for each one of us and for every woman watching is not null and void based on someone else's ending their love for us.
Wow.
Right, our future and our hope and our deliverance continues. The plans he has for us continue.
Yeah.
And there's so much hope. Our lives are not over. His love continues. And his love is what sustains us, propels us, and causes us to live fully.
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. And we can get to a place that even people who have hurt us, we can actually go in time to a place where we can forgive.
Amen.
And we can have a supernatural love for them that only can come from Jesus.
Amen.
And I think that's also the part of us when we look at that things can happen to us
yep.
and then we step into that new day, new beginning.
Yep.
But also there is the responsibility for us to get to this place of forgiveness and healing and sending grace and mercy to the perpetrators and the ones that have hurt us.
Yep. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I just hear the heart of God saying to someone that he's inviting them to step into a new morning.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Yes.
Just to let go the pains and the days and the scars of the past and to step with him into a new morning,
yeah.
a bright new
yep.
day.
Yeah. Well, after our discussion today, we want to pray for you.
Father, I thank you so much that you know each one of us so intimately. You understand our stories. You understand what we are going through. You know each heart that's watching and listening, who's had their own carpet ripped from under their feet. But I thank you, Lord, that you are the God who walks on top of the winds and the waves, and that you are the one whose mercies never fail and that you renew them every morning. So we just speak hope and life and healing into each broken heart. And I thank you, Lord, that through your power, not only do we have new beginnings, but you also empower us by the power of your Holy Spirit to forgive and to be new every day. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. New every morning, great is your faithfulness,
yes.
oh God.
Mm-hmm.
Linda, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your story and your heart and being so open and honest. I love that.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Cheryl, Brooke, Lisa, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your thoughts as well. And I'm so proud of you all because we've been through a lot individually and it's amazing to see where God has taken each one of us
yeah.
every single day, a new day, and he's brought us. So, so proud of you. And to you, our viewers, listeners, and friends, we hope that after you listen to our conversation today, you will feel confident and encouraged and strengthened in your journey, that even as you experience struggles and pain, you are not alone, and that God is always, always with you. His steadfast love and mercies are there to help and to hold you up. And we encourage you to get into a loving and supportive community, to read stories in the Bible of people just like you who have gone through pretty hard and tough things and got through.
Thank you for listening to See, Hear, Love, the podcast with Melinda Estabrooks. We are able to do See, Hear, Love because of these generous sponsors, Tyndale University. Melinda and I are both Tyndale alumni. Tyndale is where you will experience high-quality academics interwoven with faith and a community of students and faculty that challenges you to live authentically, to follow Christ, and actively engage your culture. Visit www.tyndale.ca. The Canadian Bible Society champions the Bible as the voice of God, revealing Jesus Christ, the living word. Go to www.biblesociety.ca. Please check out these amazing organizations who are doing life-transforming work and who we are proud to be partnered with.